You don't.
On FM, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker, Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Tara Duggan. A man is being questioned after the discovery of a body in County Kildare. Gardaí were alerted yesterday after the man's body was found at a house in Naas. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The man was found dead at a home in Eustace Domain in Naas at around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. His body has since been removed to the mortuary at Naas General Hospital. The office of the state pathologist has been contacted and a post-mortem examination is expected to be carried out this afternoon. The scene was sealed off last night for technical examination. A man in his 40s has been arrested as part of the investigation and is being held at a Garda station in County Kildare where he can be questioned for up to 24 hours.
Three people have been injured, one of them seriously after being attacked in County Clare. Two men burst into a shop and assaulted a man in his 20s and a teenage boy in Clare Castle at around lunchtime yesterday. A woman in her 50s was also injured. The man is being treated for serious injuries in hospital. The boy, who's in his late teens, and the woman have been treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A man is due before the courts today, charged after a number of carjackings in Dublin. A man tried to hijack a car unsuccessfully at Grange Castle Road in Clondalkin just after 9 o'clock on Saturday night. He then approached a second car, removed the owner and drove away from the scene. Gardaí gave chase to the car and stopped it on the Catherine Tynan Road in Talla a short time later. The man in his 30s is due before Blanchardstown District Court this morning. The chief of the United Nations has called for maximum restraint after Iran's weekend attack on Israel. Most of the Israeli war cabinet wants a response to Saturday night's attack, but members are said to be split on the scale and timing of it. News outlets in the US say Joe Biden has told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take the win and not retaliate. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there must be a de-escalation in tensions.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
Just 38 properties were available to rent under the HAP scheme in March of this year. However, it's actually an increase of 3% since last December. The latest Simon Communities Locked Out of the Market report shows no HAP homes were available in 10 of the 16 areas they surveyed. The supply of HAP properties remained at its highest in Dublin at 84% of the total properties available to rent under the government subsidised scheme. Police say they're investigating whether the Sydney knife attacker intentionally targeted women. 40-year-old Joel Couchy killed six people, five of whom were female, at a shopping centre near Bondi Beach on Saturday, before then being shot dead by police. His family say he'd suffered mental health issues since he was a teenager. Rowan Anderson, who was filming at the mall, says the attackers caused deep trauma.
I put my footage, it was about 15 seconds maybe before he was shot by the police officer. He'd already killed a number of people at that point, but we didn't know that. We had no idea what was going on. We just saw a person on the level below us with a knife running around. Disbelief that it's happening in Australia, in Bondi.
Finally, it looks like summer may finally be on the way, with temperatures set to reach the high teens, if not even more, by this weekend. The next few days will be cool and damp with April showers, but by Friday, we're in for good spells of sunshine. Here's Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather.
High pressure will start to move close to Ireland during this week, and as we move through the week and later this week, we will see the high pressure get closer, bringing us a nice break from most of the heavy rain that we've seen for quite a long time now, bringing us also some good sunny spells with a very promising an end to the week, and next weekend looking good.
Now, your seriously addictive breakfast continues with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
Yeah.
Novel with PJ and Jim Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love to start us off. Seven minutes past six o'clock. Wow, we've started. Look at that. We've started already.
Straight in the deep end at the bottom now.
Morning, folks. How are you, big man?
I'm very good, yeah. Good. Yeah,
look
very
at this
good.
Early message for you there. Our mate Collie was on.
What, Collie?
He's on board a plane.
Oh, he's off.
He swapped bots for planes. Bots.
Yours, Baz.
My God.
We've swapped places. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the first link.
It's the first time in 735 shows that I'm the one that knows what's going on.
Anyway, Collie's on a plane. He's heading off for a Mediterranean cruise.
Yeah, so he's only swapped boats for planes for the space of one flight. He'll be back on a boat in no time.
That's mad, isn't it? A man whose profession is boats.
Boats.
And goes on a boat for his holiday.
He can't help himself. He's literally an old sea dog.
So he'd be on board that cruise going, do you want me to have a look at it?
Yeah, that'll be calling you. Everyone will be all looking out onto the sea, getting ice creams now. Yeah. He'd be down at the engine room.
I'd say we could go a bit faster.
Yeah. Not really getting the best out of that.
Anyway, he did specifically want me to tell you that you're still wrong with the weather. It's lashing out there. But did you hear Alan from Carlow Weather and Tara?
No.
Talking about this weekend, buddy. We're home free. The good stuff happens.
You're joking.
Yeah. From about Thursday onwards, apparently.
Exactly like I said.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. It is Morning Glory. Thanks to InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie. You two's beautiful day. Okay, admittedly a little premature, but just wanted to kind of, you know, hammer home the fact that Alan from Carlow Weather and Tara was telling Tara on the news this weekend, happy days.
Which is spectacular because it literally is 1 month to the day since I said.
Yeah.
Everything changes from now.
You were just a month too early.
I was just a premature month.
I said to you, it should be the real Paddy's Day. The real Paddy's Day, yeah. Of course, is Paddy Joe's birthday, PJ's birthday. That's what it should be.
Which is literally what they've just said on the news. I mean, the news has now said that.
So from now on in, that's your prediction, right? From the Paddy's Day onwards. So right,
that's a whole month. That's global. Oh no, warming.
Because it's happening this week. We're just days away from the greatest time. From the real Paddy's Day.
From the real turn in the year, when everything really gets better.
In the meantime, though, a few of these celebs have managed to try and hang on to PJ's coattails and have a birthday in his birthday month.
How dare they, especially this week. By the way, it is my birthday this week.
Does anybody mention that?
If anyone wants
just
to know.
Just in case, because no, it goes unmentioned, to be fair.
For those who want to send cards, Radio Nova's very easily Googleable there on the air code system.
Right, celebrity birthdays for this 15th of April. We're starting with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen is celebrating his birthday today, yeah?
Yeah, oh, he's in... You know, I'm right, he's the guy, lad, for that was does all the comedy and everything.
Yeah.
Did that ridiculous show where he interviewed his counsellor.
I was just about to ask you, is he, that therapist guy, is that him?
I think it is, isn't it? What?
He lost a load of weight and everything,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, that's him.
And got
yeah.
a mad beard.
Is that him? I bet now I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
An absolutely ludicrously self-indulgent load of incredible nonsense. And then... It was the worst show I've ever seen.
Right.
Stutz or something it was called.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's your man's name.
Yeah,
the, your therapist's
the name
of
his therapist, yeah. Yeah. And he's sitting there with his... And I want to stop this. And do you remember? Did you watch
it? To be honest with you, whatever about what you know, their conversations or whatever, that's whatever.
Which was nonsense.
But it's all the mad stuff in it, like him taking his wig off and revealing it's been a green screen backdrop. And
yeah.
Like all sorts... Like it's just a bit... That's going right up your own bum.
He is so far up his own bum, he has to pay a psychiatrist to live in it.
Yeah.
And it was bizarre TV.
It is a mad telly.
Bizarre TV.
And especially, like, for a lad like him who...
Imagine you were in St. Pat's and all. And you met a lad like that. You would be like, seriously, I came in here for help.
But, like, the weird thing is, you know, it's a classic case of... Because he's so successful. You know what I mean? Made so much money... You know, it's like all of the movies, you know, knocked up and
but then it turns
whatever.
Out he's a mental case. He was coercively controlling his girlfriend and all of that.
Oh, was
Did
that?
Did you see all of that? Yeah.
That came after that.
That came
it?
After. She came out and she goes, come here, you're mad there. That's saying, get all the help and you can be anything you want. You wouldn't even let me put pictures on my Instagram. He was going mad over it. He was a head case, yeah.
He probably should have gone and seen somebody.
He should have. Yeah, someone who actually wanted to fix him. And not somebody would have told him anything he wanted to hear because he was giving him loads and loads and loads of money on his own Netflix show.
Wow.
Seth Rogen, I'm going to say.
You like him though, don't you?
Yeah. Funny now. He is funny. I give him that. He's definitely funny. He's done some funny movies. But I'll say he's about 46, is he?
A little bit younger, 42.
Oh, wow, okay.
Although, to be fair, with the big mad David Letterman beard and everything he's wearing now, you'd be hard-pushed to tell.
You would, wouldn't you? Yeah.
But 42 for Seth Rogen. Now, what about this? Dame Emma Thompson is celebrating her birthday today. She's great. Nanny McPhee herself.
Nanny McPhee. I love that. I love the way that's the first thing you think of when you think of Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
One of the absolute greats,
genuinely, like, everything she's in, she's brilliant in.
And so believable as anything.
Totally.
Like, she's brilliant. Yeah. And, like, you know, she did a show in Edinburgh, her first ever acting gig. Was her and Stephen Fry.
I was just going to say, she's mates with Fry and Laurie and all
them. Fry and Laurie. It was the three of them did this Edinburgh Fringe show. Can you imagine? There's still people around who went to see that show. There's probably only like 8 people at it.
Yeah.
I'd say they were very annoying now, you know, posh little actors and everything. But I'd say But all of them.
Yeah. That's not like that footlights thing or something, is it? Or whatever. Who had footlights? Oxford or Cambridge or one of them?
Oh, I don't know. One
had
of
the
them,
footlights
yeah.
or whatever.
But, and they all just went on to sort of be megastars, but she's the best of the three. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephen Fry had more. He mostly doesn't have a great voice. And,
and very intelligent.
And likes to go... I
did meet Hugh Laurie, and Hugh Laurie's a very nice fella.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely the least successful
of
the three.
Based on the fact that I met him, he's a very nice guy and a very good friend of mine. Because I did interview him for about 5 minutes once in London. So we're pretty close.
See, Jim never stops name dropping. He's always name dropping.
I'd say if you said to him, remember Jim McKay? I'd say he'd say, do I?
Are you? What? Your man from. Your man that hangs out with the bomber? No way. Yeah, I know him.
That wouldn't surprise me, actually. Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, is he still knocking around with that head case?
Good Leeds. Leeds and the smell of sausages.
I got to say...
Emma Thompson.
Dame Emma Thompson is about 64 now.
Oh!
Just missed.
65.
Just missed. Right.
65. Right. Another Emma. This time, Emma Watson. Hermione Granger, as most people remember.
Hermione Granger, yeah.
From the Harry Potter movies. But again... I'm sure she did loads and loads of other things.
She
tell you what she was in. She was in the live action remake of Beauty and the Beast.
Cracker, that
just
one.
Just leave that with you.
Yeah.
And probably loads of other films.
It's not terrible, we haven't a clue, because I know she's done loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Like she's, you know, but she's more.
And she's a bit activist as well, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's gone very much
against J.K. Rowling. She's gone very much against her. J.K. Rowling actually in the papers last week said she'd never be able to forgive Emma Watson and Harry Potter, whatever, Daniel Radcliffe, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she couldn't do that. That, you know, they've gone too far apart now.
Wow.
Yeah, after
God. That's sad, isn't it, when you see that? Like, I mean...
That they've fallen out with each other. Because it was such a legacy thing.
Yeah, you'd love to believe that they, you know... Because it was, you know, whatever. I wasn't a huge Harry Potter fan. Saw the first one.
I liked the movies, but I would never... Not like these people that... You know, some people I know, they're in their 30s and you think...
They come in wearing...
But you can't wait. We're going to see Griffin House in Denmark or something. You're like, Ralph, oh, brilliant, yeah.
Away you go.
Is there a bar?
So, Emma Watson, then, what are you thinking?
I got to say, Emma Watson is, she has to be younger than me anyway. She's at this stage, with Thursday coming, most people are younger than me. I'd say she's 30. She's 35.
Oh, again!
Ah, no, you're
34.
Kidding.
34 for Emma Watson. What about this? Maisie Williams. Of course, most people will remember Maisie Williams.
Lord of the... Game of the Thrones. Game of the Thrones!
Yes.
Game of the Thrones.
We got there at the end.
What a day for a show.
Arya Stark from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Yeah, she's great in it. She's absolutely great in that show.
And then what's that other thing she was in?
Lord of the Rings.
Because, again, it's another one of them, isn't it? I'm sure she's done other stuff.
Yeah, she has, yes.
Yeah.
She's gone on
I remember, there's something. Do you know what she's in?
What's that now?
She's in this thing. It's about, like, the designers, the big designers, the Chanels and all that.
Yeah.
But at the time, when they were trying to, you know, break through at the time of the war.
Oh, I've heard about
this. She plays one of them. Like, I don't know, Coco Chanel or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's Hugo in that. Boss and Chanel and...
And,
Oh, yeah, man. That does the horrible shoes that look like they belong in wetsuits. But it begins with a B. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Berka... No. It doesn't matter.
Right,
it doesn't matter. But the... Yeah. Not Birkenstocks, they're hippie sandals.
Wow.
No, yeah, not Birkenstocks. But it's the three designers, and they got together, and they basically created how modern fashion would work.
That's it. It's called something like the look or the new... Or the,
She's in. I know that she's in that. Anyway, yeah, but like that.
Google it, will I? No, I won't bother. No, clean
out
someone
there. Else
He'll
has sorted out. Yeah, yeah. Someone else is correct. Yeah. So anyway, it's better when other people correct us because it always comes with, it's called the your pair of absolute hicks, isn't it?
Yeah. That's true. The Nova Nation will correct us.
We'll
Let me just have a quick glance while you're talking there just to see, has anybody Is it Balenciaga?
Balenciaga, that's it. Balenciaga.
I think that's too modern. I don't think he'd have been or she'd have been or whoever.
It'd
have been around then, would it?
I'm pretty sure that's the crack.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were that old.
Neither did I. But then again, I didn't realise Hugo and Boss made costumes for the Nazis. So.
The new look, yeah.
The new look, there you go. Yeah, Maisie Williams, there you go.
Your man who's the star of it's very good as well. No idea what his name is.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, this would be so much easier if she was just in Lord of the Thrones.
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? We should have just stuck with that.
We should have stuck.
Can't believe you're suddenly getting interested in being accurate.
What am I getting all about this for?
Wow, ridiculous.
Yeah,
just get on with it, will you? What's her age?
Yeah, the big balloon. She's 33.
27.
Ah, for God's sake.
Right, look, come on, this is more your vintage now, right? You can still salvage this, right? We're going to finish with a bit of nostalgia. Two very different people, but still from back in the day. One being Samantha Fox.
Yay! Samantha Fox, my God, didn't we all love Samantha Fox back in the day?
Maybe the most famous Page 3 girl of them all.
Ever, yeah, ever.
And famously did the Brits. That did the Brits with Mick Fleetwood, no? Was that her?
I think you're right, yeah. And she had released her singles and...
That's right.
Not the most fantastic music in the world, but still she was, you know...
Played to her strengths, I think it's fair to say.
Knew how to make a video when they were still big. And
when they were still big.
Yeah.
She knew how to make a video when they were still big.
Yeah,
Wow. Very well phrased, yeah.
Yeah.
And videos were still big is what you meant, obviously.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Well and truly Lord of the Things. And that was her whole selling point. And then... she shocked the world then when she said she was, back when it was still a shock thing to say, especially for her gig, that she was a lesbian. And then she was hooking up and getting married and the whole lot. And she's had a long-term relationship since. She's sort of stuck to the whole thing. I think she does a whole lot of round the world. I think she does like Comic-Cons, but they're not Comic-Cons. They're like in Benidorm and it's just her and signs pictures and all.
Why would you call it a Comic-Con?
Because I couldn't think of a better way to say that you sit there all day and sign pictures.
Like, not just personal appearances or anything, no.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah.
Comic-Con. Yeah. She's a real person.
Yeah, but you go, you sign the bit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like a Comic-Con for people who did this.
Who were never in comics.
No, they were just in blues. So I got to say, yeah.
Yes, welcome to BlueCon. Pornicon. Jeepers tonight.
Sorry,
we're going to be late for John. He's going to go postal again.
She's 61.
He'll turn the conditioning down, or the air conditioning down to -7
we'll be
again.
Freezing all day.
Just to annoy us.
61. She's 61.
58.
Oh, God.
And then the last one, because you're good with criminals. Jeffrey Archer.
Jeffrey Archer, yeah.
Famously British politician, famously an author of mega-selling books. And then, banged up.
Yeah, what was he banged up for again? Was it tax or something?
Some sort of trading thing. Yeah.
But he got banged up, and that's way back. That was back when he was doing the Comic-Con for criminals.
Because was he some sort of lord or something, and they took it off him? They stripped him of his
title?
Something
like that.
Yeah.
I think they took his knighthood off him, or maybe it was something different to that, too. He was some aristocratic nonsense, anyway.
And what, he ended up just on the Politicon circus.
Yeah, he did, Politicon, yeah.
And Crimicon. I'm hoping to get onto the Crimicon circuit.
That's right, yeah. People just clue. I don't want to be next to the Mordor stuff. I got to say, he is, he's 83.
Oh, not bad again. That's three of them that have been so close. 84.
Morning Glory.
Seriously Addictive Breakfast. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova. Hi, Greg Cochran here. Spring has sprung, or there's a grand stretch in the evenings, or something like that. Join me from 7 for Nova Nights. Seriously addictive music, and we round off the day with your classic album. Nova Nights from 7. With Chemist Warehouse. Stop paying too much for locations. See chemistwarehouse.ie.
Radio Nova. Welcome to Progressive College, the leading provider of QQI accredited awards for Level 5 and 6. Enroll now for upcoming spring courses, including healthcare support QQI Level 5, early learning and care QQI Level 5 and 6, and special needs assistant training QQI Level 5 and 6. And explore our latest programme, Certificate in Special Education QQI Level 7 Special Purpose Award.
Discover the future of education. Visit progressivecollege.ie.
The Grafton Barber have now opened four new stores. One in Monkstown Village beside Goggins Pub, Walkinstown Roundabout beside PTSB, Florentine Centre in Bray, and Adamstown in Lucan. And to celebrate, we're offering you a chance to try these stores for less. Just visit graftonbarbers.com, sign up to the club, and you'll receive a unique discount for Monkstown, Walkinstown, Bray, or Adamstown, meaning you and your family can experience the art of grooming for less. The Grafton Barber. Barbers to gentlemen and their sons.
Hello, my name is Mick. Mattress Mick, with a license to kill mattress prices. Come and spy on my amazing deals in-store or online at mattressmick.ie.
Motorland, Dublin's independent used car specialist, where you'll find a great range of quality pre-owned cars. Our friendly team can help match the right car for your needs with a range of finance options available. Got a car to sell? At Motorland, we offer a comprehensive cash for cars service with no obligation to buy. Drop in to the Motorland team at Robin Hood Industrial Estate Ballymount, open Monday to Saturday, or browse our current stock online at motorland.ie.
Want to get rid of your old scrap car but not sure how? Turn it into money now and bring it to us at Kilcock Car Dismantlers. We weigh and then pay. Certificates of destruction issued on all vehicles, ensuring deregistration with Department of Transport and total peace of mind. We buy all types of scrap metal with top rates paid. Can't get the car to us? No problem, we can collect. Go to kilcockcardismantlers.ie for more info. If vehicle is collected, scrap value is forfeited in lieu of collection cost. Kilcock Car Dismantlers is a fully licensed vehicle take-back facility. Proof of ownership required.
Thinking about a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie is Ireland's new online jobs board, dedicated to getting you the job you want at the pay you deserve. It's the best way to find the perfect job for you. Search thousands of jobs in companies nationwide, upload your CV, and find your dream job today, all free of charge. Find a job you love at Recruit.ie.
John is trying to buy new windows, but is afraid to admit that he thought tilt and turn was a dance move. At Fairco, we know buying windows can be confusing, but we're here to help. Drop into our Santry showroom today to claim up to 35% off windows and doors during our spring sale, with finance now available. Find out more at fairco.ie.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Only on Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
with PJ and Jim. Creedence Clearwater Revival down on the corner. Right, what are we looking at? Look, 6:32. Now what's going to happen now? It's going to go mad. Literally, we'll be blooming. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah,
you won't be able to feel your fingers and toes now in a couple of minutes.
I know, yeah.
It takes revenge.
I stepped on it. So in there screaming. Going bouncing off the walls. In trouble now.
Right, we better get the headlines.
Radio Nova. News update.
Good morning. A post-mortem examination is to be conducted on the remains of a man found dead in Naas, County Kildare. A man in his 40s has been arrested by Gardaí. Three people were injured, one seriously, after being attacked in Clare Castle, County Clare yesterday. Israel remains on high alert after Iran's mass drone missile attacks of the weekend, with US media reports saying President Joe Biden has informed Benjamin Netanyahu he would not participate in retaliatory action. IBEX forecasting a 2% growth in GDP this year. A serial criminal has been arrested by armed Gardaí after carjacking a female pensioner in Dublin. The owner Shemihol Martin's plans to boost child benefit by €10 in the budget are being welcomed, and the number of startups nationwide has risen by almost 10%. Scotty Scheffler has justified his status as pre-tournament favourite with a nerveless second master title in the space of 3 years at Augusta. A final round 68 for 11 under to clinch the green jacket last night. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry way off the pace. Manchester City watch their title rivals Liverpool and Arsenal implode on a grim Sunday for those, with losses to Crystal Palace and Aston Villa respectively, leaving City 2 points clear at the top. Chelsea meet Everton tonight. Bohemians host Dundalk. Kildare dug deep to squeeze past Wicklow in the Leinster Football Championship, but once again all too easy for Dublin, thrashing Meath by 16 points to book their place in the Leinster semi-final. Cool and Bluff Street, sunny spells, scattered showers, largely dry by afternoon with temperatures 9 or 10 degrees. You're up to date on Radio Nova.
Have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing all right. In the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on the streets again. I disobeyed another warning. I should have been in my tent. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end.
Dancing in the moonlight, it's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight on this long hot summer night.
And I'm walking home. The last bus is long gone, but I'm dancing in the moonlight.
Spotlight.
Cut me, all right.
It's all right.
Dancing
in the moonlight.
All right.
On
This is Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on the Seriously Addictive Radio Nova.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Over with PJ and Jim. Morning, folks. 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Running Down a Dream from Tom Petty. 087-188-100. If you want to give us a shout. Before we get into that, though, a couple of things that I have to tell you about. Really, really big, important things today. One of them is that today, just after 9 o'clock, we will reveal the songs that make up the next 123inc.ie triple play. Okay, for your chance to get involved in the ball and the bag and our two unbelievable, albeit mysterious, but unbelievable prizes, each worth thousands of euros. So we'll reveal that after nine. But unquestionably, the biggest, most important thing happening today is we kick off a week of clues on the Nova numbers.
Very, like, I mean, not coincidental, I don't think.
I wouldn't like to comment. I just want to say...
I'd like to comment.
I know
the fact that it's my birthday...
You're not allowed to say the words that you'd like to comment. They're rude and not appropriate to the radio. But the fact is that today... PJ's birthday week. We do kick off a week of clues exclusive to Morning Glory. It'll only happen here. It won't be repeated during the day. You won't find it online. And it happens at the brand new time of 7:30. Okay? 7:30 is the brand new time for the first play on the Nova Noise. Today, with the advantage of the Gallagher Grand, it's going to be €14,100, okay? €14,100 to play for at 7:30. So it's the earlier time, and there will be a brand new clue every day this week, but only here on Morning Glory.
On the week of my birthday, let's push to give away the jackpot with my £1,000 on the week of my birthday.
A mere coincidence, buddy. A mere coincidence.
Tomfoolery at its best. That's what this carry-on is.
So don't miss out on that, okay? Remember, the new time, 7:30, and a brand new clue and the chance to play for over €14,000. Now, a couple of things that came in. By the way, we were wrong about...
Don't forget, Marty is still playing as well.
We were talking about Seth Rogen's birthday today.
Yes, indeed.
And you went off on a big one about Stutz and whatever.
Yes, all
yeah, yeah. Funnily enough, you were wrong. That's Jonah Hill.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't often happen, but, you know.
Well, I'm not wrong. I was just talking about the wrong person.
Very good point. It's like Les Dawson.
Everything I said is true, like, about Jonah Hill.
It's like Eric Markham used to say about playing the piano. I'm playing the right notes. I may be playing them in the wrong order.
But they're still the right notes, though. It's still the right tune.
So,
oh, my God.
It was Jonah Hill who did that.
Seth Rogen is the other fella, yeah?
Seth Rogen apparently likes... I don't want to cast aspersions. I'm sure lots of people enjoy the benefits of marijuana. No.
right. Is that his thing? Is he
allegedly, according to somebody on the text, I'd like to disassociate both myself and PJ and all of Radio Nova from any, association with that comment that he may like to smoke the weed.
Well, look,
but, you know what I mean?
That's legal over there in certain areas.
Well, there you go.
Let's presume he's doing it safely
and
in legal areas.
I'm merely passing on the information provided to me by a listener. Just saying.
Yeah.
I take no responsibility whatsoever.
I'd also like to say that he's not a weird coercive controller. Never made a documentary about
that's
a psychiatrist.
True, yeah.
And
all of PJ's earlier comments should be erased from your memory.
Yes, I didn't lose a pile of weight and then made aspersions about everybody else around him. So I'd like to say that none of those things happened. If that's okay.
Also, apparently, Martin Cork thinks, lads, you'll have the Harry Potter crowd after you. The vegans and the cyclists already have it in for you. That is fair point.
That's all Jim's fault.
Why did we upset Harry Potter?
Because we were talking about the...
But we didn't take a side in anything.
No, but we said...
We just merely mentioned it in passing.
We did merely mention that adults who are in their 30s and who still have Harry Potter obsessions...
Oh, sorry. Now I know what you're
maybe,
saying.
Maybe, you know...
Oh, right.
Could pick up another hobby that's more adult worthy or something like that. We did say that, yeah.
You're basically talking about the people who go to your Comic-Cons, as you mentioned earlier on.
Yeah, wait.
The people who dress up as... their favourite character from Harry Potter, or have tried to learn the rules of Quidditch.
Yeah, and you're 38 or something. Yeah. And you're like, come on, man. She's not just getting into football.
Yeah, fair point.
Or something, you know.
Yeah.
Even tennis. Like, you know, there's a club around the corner there.
Yeah. Still. Or like, you know, they dress up weird in cricket. You could do that.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true. Like, just don't wear the cloak, you know. That's all.
Ambience Dave was on to say, can you confirm, Jim... But I noticed Drizzly Dan doesn't get mentioned anymore from PJ Fish.
Oh, he's working on the weekends at the moment. Or not, the afternoons.
The afternoons.
Yeah. Sorry,
we're hoping to get him back. We're hoping to get the band back together as soon as possible.
Yeah, he's on with Pat Courtney, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's
what he gets for annoying people.
That's what you get yourself.
That's what happens. Some people get, you know, put into the slammer. Other people get to work the afternoons with Pat. Just, that's what happens if you step out of line.
Walking a mile.
Morning, lads. Great result for Bowes Friday night.
Ah.
That's right. You put an end to the march.
To the gallop.
Whatever
goes,
of shells.
Oh, what a result. Amazing stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, jeepers. Holy smoke. Yeah. All the slagging that was coming in for me on Friday morning as well, have to say.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look at you. Jim's not even listening. No, he's disappointed that things went well.
I'm just trying to read ahead because I thought you'd have more to say.
I love that Jim actually disappointed something good happened on the weekend.
I was just trying to read some of the other texts he was there. But no, I just thought you might have gone for it full on. You know what I mean? I thought you might have been a bit more triumphalist.
I would be. I'm afraid I've done dark tonight. You know what I mean? If there was a week's bumper, you know, I'd be a little bit, whatever that shit.
Yeah.
Not so mouthy now.
It's like that. There's somebody who listens to the show. I don't know who it is, right? But I know they're a massive Liverpool fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of weeks back, they were giving it dog's abuse on the WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
When Chelsea beat United. Remember that in the 4-3 thing or whatever, right? And they were giving it dogs. They were giving it like, you know, oh, come on. Are you not going to mention the result? Are you not going to mention the result? Are you not going to mention the... You know what I mean? And they were a Liverpool fan. This was Chelsea beating.
And now our favourite club ever, Crystal Palace, has got a result. And I don't hear a word out of you.
This is Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With PJ and Jim.
Nisha Radio Nova, Toshin on doing Sulakov this week in music history, Le Track O'Brain on. So Choctin Shaw in Ejek Shaktawuk. The police released Roxanne on Cade Shingle on Cade album Aku. Ton Aaron, Egg Rolling Stone, a list on Kuikade Aaron Abar Rian. Bit of an embarrassing week though, shoe the Vig Agru in the London Olympics. A Gavi looks at Doyeg, nor a dear she there the Who, on Mayan drummer Keith Moon are falled in Sharmanis Uskulta. Fienig and Bonadove, Erin's Rookwork, Grab Moon a Turtfui, in Golders Green Cemetery, Onijik Shachtawuk.
We don't get fooled again.
For Kate Bush CBE, the Hervey she then Kyol, to Jacht and Joy, Gavi looks at 3 Deg, Dorchik and my spas Fuile, Quinnaha Eki Dandush at the top of her Christmas tree. August a shock to joy, it got Felix Zani, Kerr BBC Anul, Gerbey a whiter shade of pale, the Procol Harem, on Auron Ismo Shainta, in Archina Pibli, the shock to Kuig Blianus. There you are.
Seriously addictive.
Radio Nova.
Explore the mysterious motivations behind the chilling deeds of serial killers, psychopaths and stalkers. Delve into the intricate workings of the criminal mind with City College's Professional Diploma in Criminology and Forensic Psychology, hosted by criminologist John Dean O'Keefe. Join us every Wednesday evening for 10 weeks. Classes are held in Dublin City Centre and are also accessible online. For more details, visit citycolleges.ie. City Colleges. Professional education.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighbourhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
Okay, so that's this month's budget almost sorted. Just phones to go. That'll complicate things.
Well, there's 10 of us, so 140.
That's very exact.
It's essentials from IP Telecom. €14 a head. 10 of us, 140.
What about the calls?
Calls are included, so still €14 a head.
Ah, but what about mobile calls?
Yep, mobiles are included too, plus UK mobile and landline calls. Look, it's simple. Essentials from IP Telecom cost €14 a head. Just go to iptelecom.ie. That'll explain it.
Essentials by IP Telecom. All your business calls, a phone system and more. Visit iptelecom.ie.
Irish bike racing is back. Catch the Principal Insurance Masters Championship at Mandela Park April 20th and 21st. 2 days of thrilling action featuring Principal Insurance Superbike and Supersport and Megabikes Super Twins. For tickets, see masterssuperbike.ie. Mandela
Park! Add a splash of colour to your home at Urban Plant Life Dublin. As well as beautiful plants for the outdoors, we've a stunning range of indoor plants too. Plus trees, shrubs, artificial plants, compost, gifts, tools, pots, accessories. Urban Plant Life also offers short and long-term plant rental for instant colour in your offices or stunning centrepieces at your events. You'll find Dublin's only city centre garden centre on Cork Street, or you can shop online for nationwide delivery at plantlife.ie.
For I am the voice of the people.
The legend of Luke Kelly, a celebration of the memory and music of an Irish musical hero. Live at Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, Saturday, May 11th. Following sellout performances in Ireland and Europe, the acclaimed Chris Kavanagh and band return home for a must-see show.
Don't miss The Legend of Luke Kelly, Saturday, May 11th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €25 plus booking fee from eventbrite.ie.
Morning Glory.
Seriously Addictive Breakfast. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova.
PJ and Jim, morning to you folks. 4 minutes to 7 o'clock. Right, as I mentioned earlier on the way, the biggest news of the day is the start of Clue Week on the Nova Noise. We're at €14,100 today, exclusively here on Morning Glory, because we have PJ's Gallagher Grand. So €14,100, the brand new time for the first play on the Nova Noise is 7:30. Make sure you're here for the clue. It'll be a one-time only deal. It won't be repeated later in the day. It won't be online at any stage. And there'll be a different clue every day this week, exclusive to Morning Glory's final push to try and give this away on PJ's birthday and cost him $1,000.
Yeah, very nice
that's
of you.
That's an aside.
Just an aside. Just a pure coincidence that we've been playing all year and it comes down to a clue a day on my birthday week.
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
D Woods Lunch Break on Radio Nova.
Simon Harris, the youngest ever Taoiseach of Ireland at the age of 37. And I've said it before and I'll say it again because it's kind of bragging rights. We're both past pupils of DIT Ainger Street. Fair enough, he didn't complete his course. I completed mine. Fair enough, he's leader of the country. I run this mixing desk thing bit here and press play on Seriously Addictive Music. I know that gets your vote.
Nova Lunch Break with D Woods. Weekdays from 1.
With Carol Nash, celebrating 25 years as the specialist motorcycle and classic car insurance broker in Ireland. Get a quote today at carolnash.ie. Radio Nova.
Welcome to Progressive College, the leading provider of QQI accredited awards for level 5 and 6. Enroll now for upcoming spring courses, including healthcare support QQI level 5, early learning and care QQI level 5 and 6, and special needs assistant training QQI level 5 and 6. And explore our latest program, Certificate in Special Education QQI Level 7 Special Purpose Award. Discover the future of education. Visit progressivecollege.ie.
Whatever the weather, however quick it changes, you'll be prepared for any outdoor adventure with 53 degrees north. Because, as we like to say, there's no such thing as bad weather when you've got good gear. And with top outdoor brands like the North Face, Columbia, Patagonia, and more, we have everything you need to stay happy when you're out. So get ready for adventure at 53 degrees north in Blanchardstown and Carrick Mines, or online at 53degreesnorth.ie.
Ah, but what about...
Still €14 a user? Just go to iptelecom.ie. That'll explain it.
Essentials by IP Telecom. Go to iptelecom.ie.
Is your car insurance due for renewal soon? Why not contact insuremycars.ie and let one of our highly skilled car insurance experts get you the best price possible. Call us and save on 01-231-9332 or visit insuremycars.ie. City Financial Marketing Group Limited, trading as insuremycars.ie, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hi, Al here from Lewis Motors. If you're looking for your next car that's a cut above the rest, then we've got you covered. At Lewis Motors, we source only the finest high-end performance and luxury vehicles before testing, checking, and prepping to the highest standard.